Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about whether not crypto, but the world finance is in a bubble, and we'll talk about an interesting browser alternative that can earn you cryptocurrency while you're browsing. Now, let's jump right into this first news story. Bitcoin Foundation's John Matinis is saying Bitcoin is pinned to pop world finance bubble. So the Bitcoin Foundation is a nonprofit organization in the US, and its founding director, John Matinis, has given a statement today that is quite interesting. And he's saying that it is not cryptocurrency in general that is in kind of a bubble, but it is actually Bitcoin that will pop the world finance bubble. He's saying that to the people who say Bitcoin's a bubble, I would say Bitcoin is the pin that's going to pop the bubble. The bubble is the insane bond markets and the fake equity markets that are propped up by the central banks. Those are the bubbles. Now, interestingly, towards I think the beginning of the year, we saw that, for example, the S&P has had an interesting drop in a couple of hundred points where people were already talking about a potential crisis. And if you look at market cycles in general, it is more or less every 10 years that we see kind of a economic crisis to hit the world economy. Now, since the crisis was in 2008, the last crisis, 2018 might actually be kind of a turning year, so it either might come this year or next year. So depending on how the economy will go and how people's spending and all of these things, people's investing will go, an economy crisis is kind of inevitable. It is kind of required in terms of market cycles as well to kind of reset the market in general and get people to slowly but surely reinvest into the market. Currently, the markets are very high, so the prices are quite high, both real estate and equity markets. And obviously, cryptocurrency is a bit different in that cryptocurrency could be a hedge towards the equity market. So it could very well be that cryptocurrency is kind of your safe haven when it comes to generally investing and a kind of an alternative payment system of the world. Or it could be very well be connected to the world economy. So if the world economy tanks and goes into a crisis, that cryptocurrency might as well go into a crisis as well. Nobody really knows, as we've never kind of seen a potential economy crisis with cryptocurrency in play. As you know, after the last economy crisis in 2008, kind of Bitcoin got started. So it was also kind of an answer to the crisis that was going on, to the anti-Wall Street, to all of these movements. Bitcoin got created throughout that. So the main ideology behind Bitcoin is actually to kind of provide an alternative decentralized payment system and store of value for the world economy. Now, whether this will be true or not, nobody knows. It could very well be that, like I said, that cryptocurrency is kind of a hedge to the world finance system. And Matin is saying, I think it's fabulous that banks are getting into it because it brings in new liquidity. They're going to develop futures markets, which already kind of exists. So we have two or three futures in terms of Bitcoin, options markets, which don't exist. I even think you're going to start to see interest rate markets around Bitcoin. So he's saying that generally, banks will start using cryptocurrency more and more. They will look at Bitcoin as kind of a store of value. So the whole idea that Bitcoin might be digital gold is still very valuable. With falling prices, this is actually, again, more of a viable currency than a store of value. But at the same time, it could go both ways. One way would be, of course, that it kind of becomes this world's digital currency. And on the other side, it could become this digital gold. There's a really interesting book on the history of Bitcoin. It's called Digital Gold. I will link it in the show notes. So if you want to give it a read to understand the history of cryptocurrency and as well as what the interesting appeal of Bitcoin as digital gold or digital store of value is, then give this book a read. Next story is kind of an interesting one. So the all new Chrome-based Brave to hit the market soon. So Brave is kind of a cryptocurrency project. So we can even check it out here on CoinMarketCap. But I don't think it's under Brave, but more under BAT. So the basic attention token. So the Brave browser is kind of an answer to kind of the ad-filled browsers that are being used. So think of Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, all these browsers that you're Safari, that you're generally using, are kind of prone to ads and trackers if you're not using any kind of ad blocker or privacy blocker. Now Brave kind of wants to change that. They want to, they've created kind of a different browser that is, according to them, much, much faster than other browsers. And they are also saying the reason why, and one of their main core features is actually that they block these trackers, these privacy trackers, as well as ads that are being shown to you. They're kind of blocking those. And this is also how they save on one side bandwidth, and on the other side, obviously, make it much, much faster. Now, this update that is announced here in this article is actually saying that the new Brave browser is actually based on Chromium, so that it has kind of Chrome, the Chrome browser from Google, as its base, meaning it could technically work with certain extensions from the Chrome Web Store. Now, a lot of people that are very, I want to say, privacy focused are then saying, but what happens exactly if you use extensions or any kind of services that Chrome normally uses? Now, in this case, it says, as much as Brave has hitherto been supporting extensions from Chrome, the game now seems to have shifted, as it claims the new browser is not expected to have any code that phones home to the Chrome Web Store or Google. So it is kind of removing all these parts that are kind of connected to the Chrome ecosystem, if you will. But this update is not out yet. So it says, as much as the update intimidated that Brave 1.0 is expected later in the year, there's no specific launch date given. However, more updates are definitely expected from Brave as the time goes by. Now, I'm not mentioning Brave because I'm saying you should invest in it. Obviously, you have to do your own research, and this is not financial advice. But I think what Brave is trying to do is quite interesting. So if one of your investment theses is, for example, that people will rely more on security and privacy going forward, then you could kind of invest into a cryptocurrency project that supports, for example, Brave or anything like this. Now, Brave, what is especially interesting is while you're browsing, you're kind of using Brave Payments utilizes the basic attention token for contributions to your favorite content creators. So the entire premise of this basic attention token is that while you're, for example, watching a YouTube video, so let's say this video here, that you're kind of, by watching, by giving your time, you're also kind of giving up tokens because you're valuing the content that you're seeing. Now, this Brave browser is saying that they will also kind of include this BAT, so Brave, a basic attention token as well. And so while you're watching, you're kind of paying the content creators as well. And this is quite interesting because on one side you have a very fast browser, a very secure and private browser, and on the other side you have kind of a payment system already included. And I think generally this is quite interesting. Now, should you already invest into something that Brave is supported by, whether it's a coin or a token or the BAT token, all of these things, I think you shouldn't. What you should do is, when you're doing research, you should, for example, Google browser market share, for example. Here we have the browser market share in North America. And as you can see here, Chrome is 51%. We have Safari with around 30%. We have Firefox 5%, Internet Explorer with 5%, Edge with 3.5%, and Samsung Internet, which is kind of coming from the mobile Samsung browsers, is close to 2%. Now, what you have to do here in this case, you could also look at it just from the mobile side, and there you see Safari, obviously the iPhones, you see Chrome, Samsung Internet, Android, UC Browse, and Opera. Now, what is interesting here, if you're doing research, you have to take into account these kinds of things. So if you're thinking that the Brave browser is the future and now is the time to invest, you have to kind of rely on those statistics to understand whether Brave is actually gaining any kind of traction, if you will. So it is not enough that you believe in the idea of Brave, the browser, or basic attention token, or any kind of things, but it is more important that you actually look it up with the statistics. And if the statistics move into the right space, so if let's say it starts now with 1% and 2 months later it's already at 3%, and then 6 months later it's at 7 or 8 or 9%, then you see kind of a pattern forming up there, and people are starting to use it more and more. So if, for example, Brave would be at the third place here, let's say in 6 months or 12 months or whenever, then you should really think about a potential investment, because that means that it's gaining market share and that people are using it. Now, generally with browsers, although the lock-in effect in browsers is not really high, you can kind of see that people are very reluctant to switch browsers. It doesn't happen that often. So I am not really sure whether the Brave browser will bring enough kind of features, if you will, to make people switch browsers. It could be, it couldn't be, we'll see. Nonetheless, I think these statistics are quite impressive. I think if speed and privacy is one of the things you are excited about, then I think you should give it a try. And if you really want to kind of invest into what Brave is doing or what this basic attention token is doing, then you should think about, is the market share growing? Is the basic attention token as a token growing? So is it as prices and all of these things, is this slowly growing as well? Is this, how does the economics of this BAT token exactly work? All of these things you have to kind of take into consideration before making an investment. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I'll link it down below, and I'll see you on the next one. Take care.